Watch, This Cori Bush Activist Thinks Being a Jew is a Crime Worthy of the Rope. By Deborah Brand on July 18, 2022. Squad member Representative Cori Bush, D. Mo, who claims to unequivocally condemn anti-Semitism, has for years maintained a close working relationship with Nevi Naish, an activist who thinks Israel should burn to ashes along with all the Jews inside it. Bush has been associated with Aish for at least the past 5 years. Watchdog group Canary Mission said in a new video exposing Aish's past vitriolic tweets. Aish in the past tweeted, hashtag things we all hate Jews, in addition to never trust a Jew. I tried befriending a Jew once. Worst idea ever. I want to set Israel on fire with my own hands and watch it burn to ashes along with every Israeli in it, Aish wrote in 2014. She wrote shortly thereafter, once again I want to personally set Israel and all the Israelis in it on fire and watch them burn to ashes. Burn you bastards, hashtag I hate you. I hope I will be alive to witness the death of Israel, another tweet said. Israeli Jews miss Nazism considering they nostalgically replicate and apply its values and model in less dare is something I don't get with Zionism, Aish wrote. As recently as February, Aish defended the Hamas terror group, comparing its rockets targeting Israeli civilian population centers to Ukraine's uprising against Russia. The defense is hardly surprising, since Aish once confessed to harboring a secret desire to join the terror group, tweeting, I'd be the first female to join their group lolololol hashtag you'd love to though alongside a photo of Hamas terrorists in fatigues. Most of the most heinous tweets have since been scrubbed. A Washington Free Beacon article titled Meet the Cori Bush Supporter Who Wants to Burn Jews Alive reported. Aish, who has been active in several leading anti-Israel groups, including American Muslims for Palestine, organized a 2020 fundraiser for Bush that featured Representative Rashida Tlaib, D. Michigan, one of Congress's most vocal opponents of the Jewish state, and Linda Sarsour, an activist who has repeatedly used anti-Semitic rhetoric. An invitation for the fundraiser, titled Muslims for Cori, is accessible on the Act Blue website, an online donation portal used by Democrats. The relationship between Aish and Bush is raising fresh questions about the Congresswoman's support for anti-Israel causes and willingness to partner with individuals who have expressed hatred toward Jewish people. Nevi Naish has shown support for terror organizations, wants to kill every Israeli, and called being Jewish a crime worthy of the rope, a Canary Mission spokesman told the Washington Free Beacon. Her anti-Semitism is publicly known information. It was even discussed on the floor of the Missouri House of Representatives. However, Cori Bush had no problem benefiting from a fundraiser organized by Aish and enjoys a long-standing relationship with her. A Bush spokesman did not respond to a Free Beacon request for comment. In a strange twist, State Senator Steve Roberts, D. St. Louis, who is looking to unseat Bush in Missouri's 1st Congressional District, once dated Aish. Following the Free Beacon's article, Roberts attempted to distance himself from Aish, saying in an open letter that he briefly dated Nevi Naish some years ago but ended the relationship after her views became clear to me. But Aish said it was a lie and that she and Roberts broke up because he cheated on me. In his letter, Roberts wrote, "My response to encountering anti-Semitism was to reject it. Cori Bush's response is to embrace it. This is just one of the many reasons why I am running to unseat her." Aish took to Twitter to apologize for her anti-Semitic tweets. Did I tweet horrible things? I am currently being harassed about tweeting once upon a time? Yes. I was young, dumb, and said horrible things that I never acted on. That I would never act on, because I am not that person. My words came from a place of both pain and anger, she said. I grew up under occupation and spent the rest of my life watching it. Before I moved back to America, the only interaction I ever had with a Jewish person was through the IDF, Israel Defense Forces.